Welcome to the Dr. DeMartini Show. This is a shorter episode designed to help you maintain momentum in between the larger episodes. They are short, sharp burst of inspiration based upon questions that John has received at either the Breakthrough Experience or via his website. If you have a question for Dr. John DeMartini, head over to drdemartini.com and click on the contact tab and submit your question. In today's episode, Dr. DeMartini will be showing you how to overcome your fear of failure.
Have you ever been confronted by having a major fear over doing the thing that you say you want to do in life? And you maybe got immobilized by it? I'd like to share with you some insights about overcoming or dissolving or understanding the fear of failure. So I'm going to do a little bit of all of that. First of all, fear is an assumption that you're about to experience in the future through your senses or imagination more negatives than positives, more pains and pleasures, more losses and gains, more disadvantages and advantages from somebody or yourself. I'm going to say that one again. I want you to really get that and sink that in. Fear is an assumption that you're about to experience through your senses or imagination in the future more negatives than positives, more pains and pleasures, more losses and gains, more disadvantages and advantages from somebody or yourself. Now, the source of those fears, most people think, oh, I got to get rid of my fear. But the source of those fear are actually the opposite. The opposite of phobia, fear, is fantasy or philia. So they're like two poles of a magnet. You got a negative pole and a positive pole. If you set a goal that you assume in the future through your senses or imagination is going to give you more positives and negatives, more pleasures and pains, more advantages and disadvantages, more gains and losses, and you create a fantasy of the future, your mind and brain is designed to bring out the unconscious phobia to let you know you're striving for a philia, a fantasy. In other words, your nightmare is a byproduct of your addiction to a fantasy. When you do a goal, whatever the goal is, there's going to be advantages and disadvantages, pleasures and pains, positives and negatives in the achievement of it. So if you set up a fantasy and not a true goal, you're designed to have the phobia come in to let you become aware of the negative side to the fantasy so you can set a real goal in advance. And it's not your enemy to get rid of, it's your friend. Believe it or not, your fear is your friend. It's letting you know when you're setting up a fantasy instead of a true, balanced, objective goal. The reason why we call it goals and objectives is because objectivity means even-mindedness. And when you're setting a fantasy, what you think is a goal that has all positive outcomes, you're actually blinding yourself and you're unconscious of the negatives. Let me give you another example. Let's say you meet somebody and you're infatuated with them and you're seeing the positives, but you're ignoring the negatives. You're conscious of the positives, unconscious of the negatives. Your intuition is trying to bring up the negatives. It's trying to say, be careful, something missing here, not seeing the whole thing. Eventually, over time, you discover that there was negatives and you find out the downside to the person you're infatuated with. But they were there the whole time, but you were blind to it. And that's the same thing in the goal. Many people set a goal that's actually a fantasy, thinking they've got an objective goal. And they set up a fantasy that's got all positive outcomes, and their mind automatically, simultaneously, emerges a phobia, a fear, to let them know that that's not a balanced goal yet. So as long as you're addicted to philias, you have to have phobias. As long as you're addicted to fantasies, you're going to keep experiencing nightmares, anxieties. But the second you set a balanced goal that's aligned with your highest value, neither one of those occur. There's no fantasy, there's no fear. Because if you're living according to your highest value and you're more objective, you embrace both pain and pleasure, support and challenge, positive and negatives equally in the pursuit. Think about this. When a boy who loves video games, his highest value is video games, the second he conquers this video game, he strives to find a more challenging video game. He's not looking for a positive without a negative. He's looking for a challenge in addition to something that's invigorating. Positive and negative together. A real goal is it got a balance. A real objective has a balance. But a biased fantasy that is skewed to seeing in the future more positives and negatives makes your brain automatically bring up the negatives over the positives to make your brain balanced so you set real goals. So your phobia, the fear of failure, is actually your addiction to a fantasy of success. As long as you think success is a positive without a negative, you're going to have the fear of failure. But once you see that with this success, this so-called success, there's pains and pleasures. I'd rather say that I'm a man on a mission than a successful person. That's my personal feeling about it. Because success, the second you think you're successful and you're proud of that success, you're on your way down. And the second you think you're a failure, you're actually going back to high priorities. What you found is that when you think you're successful, you depurpose yourself with low priority actions. And when you think you're a failure, you repurpose yourself with high priority actions. If you stay in high priority actions and you're more objective, neither of those emotions rule you. So the way to transcend the emotions and to get in the objective reason is to set a real goal in real time that is really balanced, that's linked to your highest values, and then both the fantasy of success and the fear of failure disappear. So your fear of failure is not your enemy. It could be your friend once you understand what's going on in the human psyche. Your brain is trying to keep things balanced. You grow most at the border of support and challenge, positive and negatives. You can't get rid of half of it. In Buddhism, they say the desire for that which is unavailable and the desire to avoid that's unavoidable is a source of human suffering. Set real goals with both sides, know and mitigate the risks, prepare for it, break things down to small bites, and you don't have the fear of failure because you're now not having the fantasy of success.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Dr. Demartini Show. To determine and discover your values, head over to drdemartini.com, where you will also find blogs, videos, research materials, online courses, and exactly how you can sign up to become part of the breakthrough experience in your local city. We look forward to sharing more inspired insights on our next episode. Bye for now.